Welcome. If it's your first time here, great to have you with us. And hey, the sun's been coming out. It's amazing, isn't it? The shorts and everything, that's it. I personally don't think it's that warm, ready for shorts yet, but you go for it. You enjoy that. What a week it's been, hey? Donald Trump. I don't know what you make of the news, but he just gets out that thing and then the whole world, kind of the ripples of it, just, wow, just go crazy, don't they? So that is the world in which we live. So I'm so grateful for what you said, David, this morning as we were worshipping, realigning ourselves to our great God. That what our world might be shaky, but we will not be shaken. Why will we not be shaken? Because our foundation is on something different. And interestingly enough, the talk that we're going to look at this morning in our series of being perpetually transformed is this, the subject of generosity. You know what? In this day and age, this might be the antidote to what the world seems to be going through. So if you have ears to hear this morning, God might want to speak to you about something. So as we look at this word, what does it conjure up in your mind? What do you think when you hear of the word generosity? Why don't you sorry for the introverts. We're just going to have a moment here where you might just turn to somebody and have a little discussion with them. So if you'd rather not do that, that's absolutely fine. But why don't you just sort of turn to somebody near you and introduce yourself to them and say, what do you think of when you think of the word generosity, okay? Have a little natter. All right. Any thoughts here? Hopefully you weren't talking about, are you getting ready for lunch or what you're going to do this afternoon? Or have you got the Easter eggs yet? What are you going to get for so-and-so? Over here, right, anything on generosity then? Yes, Tim, shout it out nice and loud.
Always share your sweets.
Always share your sweets. Oh, I sense conviction coming to some already in the room. You know, always, that's very good. Anything else from this side? Generosity, what do you think of?
Giving.
Kindness?
Giving to your wife.
Those who have ears, let them hear. Yeah. Nudge. Okay. What about this middle section here? And yes, right at the back, shout it out.
I actually never thought about fake generosity, just that we see on social media where people are always saying, like, oh, sign up for this free course, or, you know, this, like, fake generosity of wisdom sharing.
Ooh, faith generosity, wisdom sharing. That's very good. So we have sweets over here, and then we have a really deep... Everything's covered. Anything else in from here?
Giving without expecting return?
Time. Giving time. Yeah. Okay. It's going to get harder, isn't it, as we come over here? What about this section? Anything here you want to add in? Just lob it out.
Unrestrained.
Generosity of a spirit. Great. Everything. Right. Get the kettle on.
Unrestrained.
Yeah, that's good. Ooh, that's good. Unrestrained giving of sharing sweets and being kind to your wife. Okay, what have we missed? Putting others first.
It's not necessarily easy. It should cost you something.
Yes, Sarah?
God gave us generosity to think about other people as their birthdays, and they've always been generosity to give presents to people.
Yeah, it's not your birthday coming up, is it?
It's my birthday.
My birthday. Being generous at people's birthdays. Yes.
It's not calculated.
It's over and above. Great. Well, we're done then. Thank you very much for coming. Just do that. We'll all be okay. Here's a few definitions. There are probably more out there, but here's a couple. The quality or condition of being generous, giving something freely, liberally, freedom from meanness and smallness. Yeah? Do they kind of resonate? Someone showing generosity is happy to give time, money, food, or kindness to people in need. Yeah? Now, I want to show you a statement up on the screen here. What do you think of this statement? Do I get an amen? Yeah? Yep. Do we think that God is generous? Yeah? Yeah? Let's have a think about that. Just think of creation, what God made, the earth that he made. Plants, creatures, everything that we see before us. Now, I'm going to put you to the test now, because we're going to play a little game. Thinking of the plant species, David, you would be good at this one, won't you? Put your phones away. Roughly, how many plant species do you think God created in his generosity? 6 million? Do you want to go higher or lower? higher, up? Well, millions, you reckon? Billions. Well, according to the internet, that's 300, no, is that 382,000? So maybe it's not millions. That's what it said. Do check up on it at the end. What about this one, though? How many fish species of fish? This is our generous God. I know there's haddock and cod, all in batter. Goldfish, sea bass. According to the internet, 32,000 different types of fish species. Let's think about a specific creature, the frog. How many frogs species are there around the world? David, you must know this. A thousand. Are you guessing? Thousands. Nobody's going to shout out anymore, are they? Might get on. Well, again, according to the internet, 7,500 species of frogs. So, David, you're almost there. I mean, God is generous, isn't he? Just giving out these different types of species. I mean, how creative can it be to think of, I mean, you know, if we were designing something, you can start off with one, that's easy peasy, isn't it? It's like when a band puts out their first album, easy peasy. They always say the second album, that's the tough one. But to keep going with those creative ways, 7,500 different types of frogs, that's bonkers, isn't it? But that's God, because God is generous. Look at this from Genesis, that book of origins. God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. So not only did he create the variety of food, he gave us something that is self-producing. He gave us a banana plant, and as I saw on April Fool's Day, remember they used to do spaghetti plants as well? So God created something that reproduces itself. And this is the highlight of this. Look, God gave. He gave us this incredible earth that we live on. And we can walk around. Oh, look, here's an apple tree. I plant it in the ground. What does it do? It produces apples. Come back next year. There's more apples. Come back next year. There's more apples. God gave. God gave. Think about Jesus. Where was Jesus generous? Why don't you have a little chat about that? Just turn to somebody. Where do you see in the Bible where Jesus was generous? Have a little chat amongst yourselves and we'll get some collective wisdom and insight on that. Where was Jesus generous? We could probably talk for a long time about where Jesus was generous. Let's get some collective wisdom here. We won't start on this side. We'll start over this side. Where was Jesus generous? Anybody over this side? Yes.
Yeah. So my wife was just telling me about the story in the Bible about the woman with the issue of blood.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus was generous enough to allow her to touch him freely.
Yes.
There was no need for password to hack into his
phone. Oh, like, yeah. Yeah. I like that. Jesus was doing any more from this side here? Yes, yeah, tell me. Giving his life, that was the ultimate. Yes, yes, yes. What about here? Yes. Yes, go on then, Sarah.
Jesus said, I'll give you 5,000, and they shared, and he broke with both, and he gave thanks to God,
yes.
And then he shared all around.
Yes.
Millions of people.
Feeding the 5,000. Yes, wonderful. Anything else from here? Raised people from the dead. Yeah, thank you, Sue. Yeah? Should we move over? Where was Jesus generous? Water into wine. Now, somebody was going to think of that one, weren't they? Yeah, yeah. Straight there. Tim was sweet. Water into wine. Yes. Generous, yes. Giving her time, yes. Anything else? Being willing to leave heaven and come to earth for us lot. Yeah, what about over here? Willing to die for our sins, yes. Anything else?
Compassion.
Yeah, wonderful. Forgiveness. Yeah. Oh, wow. We could go on, couldn't we? But just taking a few moments to think how Jesus was generous. This is probably the one, isn't it? Sums it up here. For God so loved the world that he, notice, gave. Yeah. He gave his one and only son. That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This is the heart of God, isn't it? He gave. It gets better. God the Father gave the Son. Doesn't end there, does it? Because we have the Holy Spirit as well. In John's Gospel, chapter 14, Jesus said this, I will ask the Father and he will? He will give you another advocate to help you, to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. God is generous. He gave his son Jesus. And when Jesus was returning to be his Father in heaven, he said, I'm not leaving you on your own. No, 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 no. I'm giving you more. Just think about what happened when the Holy Spirit came upon people. There was a multiplication of the activity of God, wasn't it? When Jesus was around, it was kind of with him, and he kind of dished out a little bit to his followers, to his disciples, and the 70. But there's a liberation when it comes to Pentecost. On that day, the Holy Spirit was poured out on everyone, women and men alike. The generosity of God. Love this image here. An old Celtic sign of the Trinity. Just look at it there. Take it in. Can you see? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Where does one start? Where does one begin? But they're all God. God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is generous. Get it? God is generous. Now, here's the thing. How we think about that will shape, or should shape, how we live. If we really get it, that God is generous, it will shape how we live. We'll either have an abundance mindset or a scarcity mindset. What do I mean by that? Well, an abundant mindset is this. When our children were little and young, they didn't worry about provision, did they? If you are a parent, if you raise children, when they are there, when they are in your home for the first time, you have to think, well, we're going to provide for them. We're going to protect them. We're going to love them. We're going to be there for them. Hopefully, we received that when we were children growing up. If we see God as a generous God, we'll see that he is going to provide for us, for the things that we need. We will see that God has enough. Everyone, I really do believe that the world in which we inhabit, there's enough resources for everyone. Because God is generous. Just so that the way the world's carved up doesn't kind of work like that. But God has enough to provide for everyone. And as we were singing in our worship this morning, our response is gratitude. Thank you, God, that you have provided for what we need. So if we see God as generous, we'll have an abundant mindset. Yes, he's a good God. He will provide for what we need. On the other side of that coin, we might see God with a bit of a scarcity mindset. Maybe we think God is not good, that he's not a good father, that he's not generous. Our world then begins to implode because we then start thinking, well, I've got to make this work then, haven't I? It's me against the world. If there's no generosity there, then I've got to make it happen, haven't I? I've got to look after everything that I've got. We become scarce. There's a scarcity mindset, and everything begins to shrink down. How do you view God? I think that a scarcity mindset can lead to fear or greed. Think about it, fear or greed. My dear Nan, on my mum's side, she lived through the war. I have no experience of what it was living through a war. Maybe some of you, maybe when you were younger, maybe some of you lived through the war, but I remember that my Nan had in her cupboard lots of blankets, just in case, because she'd been through things where she may not know there would be provision there. And there were blankets in her cupboard that when she passed away, they had never been used. It was like, we'll just tuck it away, just in case. You know that mindset? Just hang on it, just in case. I think I would describe it as you must have a poverty mindset, where you think, I just better hang on to this because I just don't quite know whether I'm going to need that. And a poverty mindset keeps our world small. Along with the poverty mindset is this one of having a greedy mindset. When is enough money enough money? Well, I don't know if you recognise this couple up here. If I'm honest, I didn't know who they were, but I'm going to tell you all about them. This is Lara and Roger Griffiths, who back in 2005 won the lottery. Yes, come on. They won £1.8 million. There are a lot of people that do the lottery, aren't they? Every week, because they hope that if I just have a little bit more money, then it's all going to be good, isn't it? When is enough money enough money? Well, for this couple, as you see, absolutely, look at them, full of smiles, because they won £1.8 million. They jumped in and started spending. Their lifestyle changed overnight. They went into luxury mode. However, all this spending and bad investments quickly caused disharmony between the two. Their marriage of 14 years came to an end. And after that, this was in about 2013, Roger told the Sun newspaper he had £7 to his name. And his wife, ex-wife by then, was living with her mum on financial support. That's just one story. I go on the internet, there's more stories like that. People getting all this money because we think, if you have this mindset, that if I just have more money, then it's all going to be okay. Well, of course, I'm not telling you the positive stories of what maybe other people do with the lottery, but my point here is that greed or fear can slip in and we then don't believe, we don't act out that God is generous. When we think of generosity, it was great to hear the different things that were coming out about it. But money is in the mix, isn't it? Let's be honest, money is in the mix when it comes to generosity. When Jesus spoke in his great preach, the Sermon on the Mount, he talked about money. Let me read you. Please feel free to follow along if you've got it. Matthew 6, 19 to 24. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your... The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Pretty blunt talking from Jesus there. I want to draw your attention particularly to these couple of verses. It's a bit of a weird phrase, isn't it? What on earth is Jesus going on about when he says the eye is the lamp of your body? If you look in your Bibles, you might see a little note when it comes to the word healthy and unhealthy. Because the Greek means this. If your eyes are generous, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are stingy, your whole body will be full of darkness. What Jesus is saying is this, how do you look at life? And it was a phrase that they would have been familiar with at the time. If you look with a generous view of things, your whole body will be full of light. However, if you look with a stingy mindset, then your body will be full of darkness. Sometimes when we read what Jesus says, we begin to join the dots and think, oh, if that means that, what are the implications of that going to be? We haven't got time to look at the research, but people do say that people who have healthy eyes, generous eyes, are generally happier people. Because they are looking, their perception of life is to give, to be generous. And that kind of ties in with actually what Jesus said, isn't he? I mean, even the Apostle Paul quoted Jesus saying, it's more blessed to give than to receive. I'm sure you could think of other verses that kind of tie this thing together. But as I said, how we view God will really affect how we live. So let us think about that. What does it mean for our head? What does it mean for our heart? What does it mean for our hands? I want to encourage you to grapple with some of these verses on generosity. To begin to think about, well, if God really is generous, what does that really mean for me? What are the implications for my life? Get your Bibles out. Look at it. If God really is who he says, what does that mean? It starts here with our head, doesn't it? We think, okay, he's like that. So how am I going to look at life? Am I going to have an abundant mindset or a stingy mindset? Then we need to let that kind of drop into our heart to soften us with the things that we own or our time. So that our heart then is soft and molded. So our worldview is changed. It's almost one of those things called a paradigm shift where we look differently. Then from our heart, it actually then comes to our hands and to our actions in how we then do life. How can you and I be generous in life with our time, with our money, with our food, whatever you want to apply to that? How do you do it? Maybe you want to say to God, well, maybe this week I want to be open to have a spontaneous act of kindness, an act of generosity. Maybe you do that. I've got some stories, but I don't really want to tell you, but I'll tell you one story that sometimes I do. Sometimes I go into Iceland and I need to buy something and I look at the queue and I think, I want to bless that person. What I do is I get in the queue with what I want to buy and they're there about to pay and I say, could I buy that for you? And I pay it forward and I buy it. You can do it when you go and get a coffee. You could just say, Holy Spirit, do you want me to buy their coffee of the person in front of me? Or you could buy a gift card. You know those Costa cards? And you could say, hey, why don't you just have that on me? No strings attached. Random acts of kindness. Being led by the Spirit. Where do you want me to do it? Because what we do is, the Bible says, what we sow, we reap. We can start small. £5. Not a big deal, is it, to us? Maybe it is. Sorry if it is. But be thinking. How can we do something, just a little random act of kindness for somebody? How about going through your stuff at home, thinking, do I really need that anymore? Maybe I could go and just donate it to a charity shop, or I could sell it, or these things online, you just give it away. Marianne is really good at that. I'm thinking, well, we might need that. But she's like, no, we don't need it. We'll just give it away. We just give it away. We don't want any money for it. We just give it away. You can do that. You can just take a photo, and we've given loads of things away. In fact, there was so much stuff, there was somebody wanted it. She said, Marianne said to me, would you mind just taking it to her? So I went, okay, then. So not only have we given it away, I was driving around to somebody's house, and it was a particular place. Difficult to find the address. And I was thinking, what am I doing here? And it's like, yeah, let's just be generous. Let's just give it away. How about doing that? How about listening in to God and saying, well, God, what do you want me to do if there's a little bit of money at the end of the month? Or begin to set aside a bit of money, £10, £20, and say, God, what do you want me to do with this? How about just being mindful of people? Who do you want me to go and hang out with? Take them out for coffee. Take them out for wine. How about beginning to put a plan in place for being generous? Why? Because God is generous. We begin to live a different way, don't we? We dance to the rhythm of heaven. And in this world where it's going, ooh, we better hang on to everything, we're saying, no, 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 no. Because we have a God who's generous, and we're going to trust him. I think Proverbs says, look, Lord, don't give me too much that I'm going to forget who you are. Don't give me too little that I'm going to go out and steal. Just keep me on that path. And that's how I try to live my life. Trusting that he will provide for me. One day you might have a day where I'm being really blessed. One day might be where I don't have as much. That's what the Apostle Paul was like, wasn't he? Trusting in him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are a generous God. You have just given so much to us. You gave this earth. You gave Jesus. You gave the Holy Spirit. In your very DNA is generosity. Lord, we pray that would just really, we'd think about that. It would get into our heads that this is what you are like. I pray that it would then drop down into our hearts and you would change our hearts, that our hearts would be soft and we would begin to act differently because we understand and our hearts have been soft, that we would become generous women and generous men with our time, with our money, with our energies. Lord, maybe you want to birth some entrepreneurial new things that you might say, hey, let's do this. Lord, help us tomorrow to put some things in action where we are going to do maybe some, what can we do? What's some small things we could do? Maybe it is a random act of kindness. Maybe it's paying it forward. Maybe it's just, maybe be in tune with what you are doing, Holy Spirit, that we would live differently, that we would shine like those stars in the night because we are doing what you did. We are being a generous people. We pray that you would help us in that. And the promise of God is that we would have enough. That's not my words, it's your words, that if we live a generous way, there will be enough to go around. Pray you would help us to really embrace that and live it out, that we would be transformed by this. Surprise us, I pray. We want to be ridiculously generous with our lives. Amen. Amen.